final segment as we continue to roll on here live from the Slider House. Good to have you with us as always. I'm Andy Strickland. Dr. McLeman is here. We've got Natasha Kwan from Frida's in University City. What's the website?
Eat at Frida's.com.
I like that.
Eat at Frida's.com. F-R-I-D-A-S. And Frida's is the name of your cat.
It is. She's so cute.
Or Frida. She's your cat, right?
Yeah, Frida's my cat. Yeah. Oh, man. I ran out of food the other day, and she got a whole dinner of treats. Oh, she was so happy.
All right, we talked about this before we went to break. Let's get into this because we don't have a ton of time. But I'm going to name a food. You tell me if it causes cancer. I'll tell you yes or no. Okay? So we'll start with artificial sweeteners.
Yes. Mm.
Doc?
Well, I think...
You know the answer.
I know the answer. Yeah. We talked about it. I think artificial sweeteners are terrible. I mean, yes, they have a predisposition to cancer. Yes. They have a predisposition to Alzheimer's, and they're forever doing studies trying to show you that they're safe when they're not safe. So, yes, I would say.
This thing says, despite all the talk, there's no proof that these sugar stand-ins raise your risk of cancer.
Right, and study after study show that, you know, there's no increased risk. But then when you read what neurosurgeons say, scientists say, And numbers of studies show that there probably is a significant predisposition for cancer and for Alzheimer's. So, again, I'm not sold.
All right. Saccharin did cause cancer in rats. Saccharin did in rats. But their bodies react differently to it than ours. But anyway.
What do you think?
I'm going to say yes. Even though it says maybe not, I don't know if I'm going to go with that.
I'm not a fan of artificial sweeteners. I got to tell you, I think you, the predisposition is there for bad stuff. Cancers, Alzheimer's, probably not that good for you.
Let's move on to x-rays, specifically from your dental office. You know, your dentist, you know, he'll cover you in the lead blanket for a reason.
Well, I guess the lead blanket, you know, if it's on, it won't cause cancer.
Doc?
I mean, that's prevention.
I would say that x-rays, you got to be very careful with x-rays. Dental x-rays, probably not so bad. More x-rays you have, the worse. So, again, if you have a lot of x-rays, you got to be very careful.
Yeah. So, basically, in general, the higher the dose of radiation, the more the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if you're going to the dentist or you're getting an x-ray once every 2 or 3 years, you're probably okay.
You're fine.
All right. Cell phones. This has been a long-standing question. You know, people wonder, 20, 50, 100 years from now, are people going to be getting cancer from all the cell phone use?
I mean, we don't know yet. I mean, there are things. If you're in bed and you're laying on it and one eye's shut, and, you know, I don't know what that's called, but that was a problem with cell phone usage, excessive cell phone usage. I'm going to say there has to be something the road.
Is it true, Doc, that they give off the same type of energy as a microwave oven?
They do. They do. And so, you know, early on the studies were, again, you could imagine the impact it would have if it came out that cell phones caused brain cancer. I mean, that's an industry like no other. So I think they're going to suppress that data the best that they can. And I would just tell you, you know, text. If you're going to use a cell phone, get an earpiece. Don't get a Bluetooth. And just try to be safe for the future. By and large, I think occasionally using your cell phone, sticking it up to your head's okay. But, you know, be careful.
So far, hasn't been linked to cancer. More research is needed, but save it for short chats when there's no landline. I still have a landline at my house.
Wow, that's
you should
school.
Use it.
Yeah, I do. I use it all the time. I love it. Let's go next. Meat.
Well, let's see. Should we go back 2 years for the World Health Organization and what they found out?
Well, yeah, whether it's processed or red, you need less of it in your life, according to the study.
I agree. I mean, that's kind of why I'm in business.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because of that, but...
But do you find a lot of people who come to your restaurant, are they vegetarians or they just want to have a healthy meal?
Oh, they're not vegetarians.
No.
Yeah, they want a healthy meal. And we have people that, you know, a lot of our customers have someone that's had cancer or they've had cancer themselves.
Mm-hmm. What about that documentary that was out on...
What the Health?
Did you see a big increase in...
I actually did. I've met so many new customers. They're, you know, they're changing their diets and they're realizing, wow, after 30 days of no dairy, and I, you know, and then after eating dairy, oh, wow, there's a lot more mucus. I'm sniffly. I'm getting achy. I'm more inflamed. Yeah, it's just getting in tune with your body.
Yeah, you got to be careful there. Bottled water, this is interesting. Is it the plastic bottles, Doc, that could cause cancer?
Well, this is back to the BPA we were talking about 2 minutes ago, you know, that the BPA in bottled water probably isn't very good for you. And you're better off to, if you're going to drink water, which you should drink water, drink it out of a glass. And really, you should be careful about storing foods in plastics as well. Plastics,
even like Tupperware or whatever, right?
You got it.
You know, they were saying for a while that it's even dangerous to drink water out of a bottle that's been left in a hot car, that can increase whatever levels that are in there. I guess we're talking BPAs now, and now I'm an expert on BPAs. I don't know if that's what the heat does to it, but have you heard that, Doc? When a bottle of water is in a hot car or in excessive heat, that you probably should stay away from that.
Absolutely, because that's gonna cause more of the BPAs to be eluted out of the plastic. Mm-hmm. And by the same token, you shouldn't refill a water bottle with water, because that also is going to elute more of the BPA.
Do you carry straws at your restaurant?
We carry paper straws.
Because there's something going on right now where there's like restaurants in St. Louis may not carry straws anymore.
Like plastic straws?
I guess, yeah.
Isn't that because they don't want them to get eaten by birds, or what's the deal?
They're found in sea life and turtles. I mean, we've been using paper straws since day one.
What's a paper straw?
It's a straw made of paper.
Really?
Yeah. Like, go back in the day, way, way back.
That's how they used to do it?
Yeah. Now, ours don't have any flavor. People are like, I don't like that. Yeah. It's going to make my drink taste weird.
But no, they're biodegradable, so they are much safer.
I'm going to skip through a couple of these, get to an interesting one. How about coffee? Yes or no?
Ooh.
I think coffee is the best thing you could possibly drink.
You know what?
I really do.
It really is.
I mean, I think it's very healthy.
They say moderate amounts. Now, they refer to moderate amounts mean 4 cups a day. That seems excessive to me. But coffee, I love coffee. I drink coffee every single day. And to hear that it's good for you is phenomenal. I mean, it's like,
you're going to drink more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, I don't know if there's a health benefit to it, Doc. But it certainly doesn't hurt you, right?
Well, I think there's a health benefit. There was just a study that came out that women that have type 2 diabetes have a decreased chance of dying by 50% if they have, I think, 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day. Now, that's a lot of coffee.
Wow.
I have a cup in the morning, and I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
But, decreases incidence of pancreatic cancer. It makes you more alert. I think actually coffee and green tea are very good for you.
Yeah, this says it lessens the type of cancer. And the cancers among them are liver, prostate, uterus, and some mouth and throat cancers. Are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not. I drink tea.
Really?
I think that's probably as good, though.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
There is so much tea out there. There is some great tea.
Bubble tea. How about deodorant? That can cause cancer. I've heard that for a long time now.
Is it the aluminum in it?
But you know squirting that stuff in your armpit where it's immediately absorbed, whatever's making that stuff like it is, you know that's got to be bad for you.
Yeah, here they can, although there's no large studies that says that support these claims can cause breast cancer.
Yeah, so parabens are bad for you. You just know that can't be good for you.
No. Fluoride.
You know, fluoride's an interesting one because fluoride's in a lot of stuff. I think it's probably fine. And my opinion would be I don't really think that there's any increased incidence of cancer in terms of fluoride in your water. I don't think that makes a difference.
All right. The rest of them aren't that interesting. It's like paint and power lines and stuff like that.
Power lines you got to be careful about.
Yeah, don't eat paint and stay away from the power lines.
Darn.
Right? Stay away from those. Hey, listen, another great show. Appreciate you coming in. Natasha, it went by quick, did it not?
It did, but always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And again, the phone number to Frieda's University City.
314-727-6500.
727-6500. Stop on in and ask for those 100% oil-free and fat-free French fries. Those are unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to try those. I mean, that's no joke.
Skinny fries.
Home of the skinny fries.
So they're not like a steak fry. They're like...